Not too long ago, a gregarious 55-year-old woman named Sonda Bruce, who knows just about everybody in Chase County, Kansas, brought together town folk and visitors alike at Emma Chase's Cafe in the county seat, Cottonwood Falls. The occasion was an evening of down-home music in which people played everything from the fiddle to the washboard to the tin whistle. Prior to the event, Ms. Bruce sent out an invitation that read, in part, "As a special favor to me, since I'm so allergic to all forms of chemicals, I'm going to ask you to please leave off your perfume and aftershave and scents for the evening, so I can have a fun evening and not be sick. Thank you." All 40 people or so who showed up respected her wishes, and a good time was had by all. But the careful precautions put into focus what Sonda Bruce's life is like.
Whenever I'm around chemicals, I can force myself and push myself to continue maybe through that day with a migraine headache swelling up, my kidneys quitting to work, but then I may be down for like 2 or 3 days. Hardest thing is church, because on church, Sunday morning, everybody puts on all the perfume, all the colognes, all of those type of things, and so it's, I can't go to church.
Most everyone gets annoyed if someone walks into a crowded space wearing too much cologne, and no one likes to get behind a smelly bus in traffic or pass a farm field that's just been treated with fertilizer. But for Sonda Bruce and uncounted thousands of other people around the world who suffer from what's called chemical sensitivity syndrome, it's a whole lot more than annoying. Such encounters dramatically altered her life, beginning nearly 20 years ago when Ms. Bruce, who is only 1 meter, 73 centimeters tall, got sick when she came into contact with smokers, laundry detergents, even somebody using cleanser to wipe off tables at a restaurant. Ms. Bruce dropped to less than 36 kilos and would, as she put it, puff up like a toad. She went to one doctor after another.
They would send you to another group, to another group, to another group, to another group. They just said basically go home and prepare to die because there isn't anything else that we can do for you.
Sonda Bruce says she thinks her sensitivity began as a girl on a farm where she was exposed to strong doses of pesticides and fertilizers. Later, day after day, as a hairdresser and then a cosmetologist, she wore and demonstrated products with high chemical concentrations.
If someone would have told me when I was doing chemicals and doing all those hair colors and all those shows and so forth, you're, you know, destroying your health and this is why, I would have laughed at them.
Sonda Bruce's condition went far beyond common allergies to cats or tree pollen or dust. Her overwhelming and potentially deadly reactions to chemicals included vomiting and diarrhea, symptoms that even the strongest allergy shots did not relieve. Some doctors suggested she wear the little paper masks like spray painters use, but chemicals seep into the body through the skin as well as the nose, and Miss Bruce knew that if she wore the mask around town, people would call her weird or worse. So she and her husband Gary radically changed their habits. They eliminated meat, processed foods, makeup, and of course colognes. They run water and air purifiers at home, and they have added heavy doses of vitamins and minerals to their diet.
It's really hard to find doctors that don't think you're a wacko and tell you it's all in your head. And that's what I went through, going through many, 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 many doctors who just said, oh, it's all in your head. Or it's probably a female problem. That's always what they blame on, a female problem. There's so many who just don't get it.
Indeed, many physicians are suspicious that this chemical sensitivity syndrome is a real medical condition. The world-renowned Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, for instance, gets hundreds of referrals a year of patients with severe symptoms that seem far out of proportion to their cause. So much so that the clinic concluded many patients had no organic problem, but were simply showing an exaggerated response to distasteful smells. The Mayo Clinic even published a scientific paper recommending that the name of the syndrome be changed from chemical sensitivity to odor aversion. Retired Mayo Clinic internist Melvin Amundsen saw hundreds of patients with miseries they said were triggered by one or more odors.
It wouldn't be any abnormal blood test or x-ray or a clinical finding. that would explain the symptom. There really was no organic abnormality that would explain the patient's symptoms. The successful treatment, of course, was performed in our Department of Psychiatry and Psychology, the cause being mental, psychiatric, or psychogenic, not some organic disease that's happening, something in the bloodstream or organ system.
The clinic prescribes behavior modification therapy designed to desensitize patients' reactions to perfume or smoke or other odors. Along with strong verbal reinforcement, they are slowly exposed to increasing doses of the odors that trigger their symptoms. But many other physicians argue there is much more at work than just a violent dislike of unpleasant smells. Dr. George Miller, an obstetrician and gynecologist in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, for instance, says research has found a breakdown in the body's immune system in some patients. Dr. Miller, whose son suffered from chemical sensitivity, disagrees with the Mayo Clinic's strategy of gradual desensitization toward offensive chemicals.
Now, if someone's allergic to penicillin, can we give them just a small amount of penicillin? No, because they're going to react to it. So if you have a long, low-level exposure of a chemical, it can cause, over time, a sensitization to that chemical so that they get a headache or they get chest pain or they get blurred vision or they get a bellyache or they get joint pains. It just depends on what that particular person's system does with that particular chemical.
Dr. Miller admits that he's treated hypochondriacs who overreact to normal stimuli around them. He's even seen people fake chemical sensitivity syndrome in hopes of getting disability insurance. But he says the lion's share of patients with such complaints are genuinely sick. Dr. Miller sometimes prescribes drops of an anti-allergen that can be placed under the tongue in an emergency. They seem to moderate acute chemical sensitivity. But for many people like Sonda Bruce in Kansas, the strategy of choice is just to avoid harsh chemicals and plan their ventures out into public very, very carefully. I'm Ted Landry.